This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours. So write us.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, his place or mine. His place or mine. Dear Stephen Shirley, I just married my soulmate and moved in with her because her house is bigger than my bachelor pad was. I was skeptical about living here because she was married for 2 years and they lived here together. They share a 4-year-old son and he's with us most of the time. The house is the same as when her ex-husband lived here. He left a lot of his Carolina Panthers junk in his old home office and I asked her to box it up and give it to him because it's a Falcons home now. She said it will always be a Panthers household. She made me mad, so I boxed it all up while she stood there. She has a habit of telling me how things go in the house and how they built a rack for the firewood or how they talked about getting a pool. She bragged about the azaleas that he planted for her, so I was happy when the weeds killed the whole bush. I finally got my name on the deed to the house, and on that same day, I had to tell her ex to stop walking in this house without knocking first. All my wife said was that old habits die hard, and they both laughed. I have asked my wife many times, is this his place or mine? My wife said it's our house, but her ex has to be comfortable here so that co-parenting will work. I lost it yesterday when she told her son to go to daddy's office and get the football out of the box. It's not his daddy's office anymore. It's my office. I threatened to move back to my bachelor pad if she can't create boundaries with her ex and stop making me look foolish. Should I give this more time or should I start packing today? Please help. All right. Well, you know, since you asked, I think this living arrangement is whack. It's not working. So, start packing today. I mean, she needs to know you mean business now. She's too disrespectful. This is you and her house right now, not her and her ex's house. And there is a third person in this marriage, if you didn't know, and that is her ex-husband. What man walks into another man's home without knocking? Even though it used to be his, it's no longer his. She can't seem to shake him. She can't seem to shake her ex. But this is something you guys should have worked out way before you got married. Before you got married, not after the fact. How did you get to this point? How did all this happen? Did you guys talk, communicate at all? You can't even be the man in your own house, but it really isn't your house. Now, is it? Even if your name is on the deed. I say sell this house, start fresh with a new home altogether if you can. Co-parenting can work anywhere. It doesn't just have to work at this home. If you don't sell this house and get another house for the two of you, you're going to continue to live in her ex-husband's shadow. And I don't know how you didn't see this coming. I don't know how you didn't see that. Tommy?
We ain't leaving out this house. It's time to get petty. And if you talking to the number one person when it's time to get petty, we finna get down in it, okay? He got all this Carolina stuff up there. Don't worry about that. Take all that down. Guess what we starting with? We starting with the driveway. We finna paint a big falcon right there in the driveway. We finna get petty around here. You understand me? When you walk in, what you see, Shirley? You see falcon wallpaper all on the wall. I'm finna do it to you. All in the bathroom, red and black rugs. Matter of fact, when that little boy come home from school, Lord, he done walked in his room and I done painted it red and black. Yes, I have. We finna get petty up in here. Because, yes, and matter of fact, since your ex stopping by, hey, guess what? My ex coming through too.
Now, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so get petty.
That's my ex. What?
What does that mean?
You know, hard habits is hard to break, child. She come over here. I don't know why she just want to come over here and cook something for me. You know, it's just something she do. Don't worry about her. Hard habits is hard. You know, it's just hard
and
to break. It's just hard to do that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she coming over. She going to take care of me. This is what I would do. Get you a nice mural, okay? Uh-huh. A nice mural of famous people that played for the Falcons. So tell me what y'all think.
Michael Vick.
Oh, yeah. Deion Sanders. Mm-hmm. Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a whole wall, Junior, with them three right there on it. Yeah. All in they Falcons outfits. This is how you do it. You got to fight for what you want, bro. Uh-huh. And you over there trying to pack it up and give up. Don't pack up and give up. Fight for it. Your name is on the deed. Now, matter of fact, get that deed blowed up and frame that and put that right there on. Use a whole wall for that deed. You got to fight. You got to get petty. Get down in it and get petty. When we sit down and eat, what kind of dishes you think we got? What you think we got?
What?
We got Atlanta Falcons dishes over here. That's what we eat off of. What? What?
Dirty Bird.
Uh-huh. Dirty Bird up in here. Oh, now you go call it. That's what I want to put on the ceiling. Dirty Bird.
Rise up.
Yes. Yep. We look
on
up.
The ceiling.
Matter of fact, when she come home from work and go in the bedroom, guess what? A whole comforter with the Falcon on it. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Uh-huh. We got to get rid of that Carolina nut. Any other plants he got outside, go out there and pour gas on that. All right, let's kill that. We're going to kill all that. We're going to kill everything he had. Y'all ain't getting no pool because y'all ain't going to be together long enough to make that happen. Mm-hmm. The pool ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm. All this stuff that this...
Really?
This is over. First of all, y'all not finna get married. All right? You're not. Okay? It's not going to happen. I just want you to get petty on the way out. Mm-hmm. That's all I want.
Okay. All right. All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, we'll have Junior's response to today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is his place or mine right after this.
You walk in this house one more time, though, without knocking, I'm going to whoop you.
Okay. All right. It is time now to recap the Strawberry Letter for today. The subject is his place or mine. This guy wrote in saying his place or mine. He's just married his soulmate. They moved in together. He moved in with her because his bachelor pad was too small. Her house was bigger. The only problem is she hasn't really let things go from the past like her ex. She has a little boy. Her ex just walks in the house whenever he feels like it because she says that's the only way co-parenting will work. She talks about how she and her husband, they built a rack for the firewood, or how they talked about getting a pool. She bragged about stuff that she and her husband, her ex-husband did, all while her new husband is right there. He said he lost it when she said, told her son to go to daddy's office and get something. And he said, it's my office now. So what he wants to know is should he pack up and leave and go back to his bachelor pad, or, you know, should he give this more time? And Tommy said it's time to get real petty with it. They like the Carolina Panthers. She and her ex did. Her new husband likes the Atlanta Falcons. So, you know, get petty right there. I said, sell the house and just start anew. Get a fresh new start. Sell the house. If you guys can do that, buy a new house, start over again. Junior, what do you say?
His place or mine? Well, clearly you wrote it's his place. We know that for sure. It is clearly his place. I don't know which you thought it was, but it's clearly his place. But I hear what Tom's saying. That's a good way to do it. Be petty and stay.
Get petty.
But you need to leave. That's all I know. Now, you really should consider leaving. And here's another thing I did for you this morning. Because we in Atlanta. I'm in Atlanta, too. So I already did this for you. U-Haul open at 8 a.m. I already talked to them. They already open. U-Haul. You can get to move it right now.
That was nice.
No, U-Haul opens at 8. They got everything you need to get up on out of there. They got boxes. They got a whole bunch of boxes. Medium, large, small. They got masking tape in there. They got moving tape in there. They got everything. They got
Label.
A dollar to go help you get your stuff out of there. That's where you need to be. But you stood up here trying to be petty and stay. This man told you now. Mm-hmm. It's your wife that told you. It's his office right there. Mm-hmm. It's his office. And how long ago did you get on the deed? I thought you got on the deed when you moved in. You've been married 2 years with no say-so.
Nothing.
None.
What did they talk about before marriage, Junior?
I'm
going to
tell you right now,
about?
That little boy, that little four-year-old that keep listening to you when you say, go in your daddy's office, he's going to be homeless. He's going to be homeless. Because you clearly don't know the daddy
baby.
In this house.
You're going to put the
you
baby
get all your little toys. You can get out of here. You're going to find your daddy. Because you can't
toys.
Get in here. I don't care. I'll kick your TV off the wall. I don't care if you're phone. They ain't got nothing to do with me. They ain't got nothing. I'll kick it off. I swear you'll never play another PlayStation game in here. Not in this house.
I'm
gonna start
baby,
taking back
though.
Some stuff. I don't care about the little boy. Because you did too much. Go in your daddy office. Oh, you agree to? So it's two people in here think I don't run nothing. It's two people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, we're not gonna do this. I'm not playing with you. No.
This is crazy.
Go get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter, you mean tell me we gonna talk? He walk in your house as if he's comfortable. Why don't you get naked when he walk in? Give him something to see. Just get naked.
Oh. I like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Who? Okay. How you gonna say this your house when I ain't got no clothes? I don't care how I look in here now. Matter of fact, I'm wrapped up in a Falcons blanket when you walk in. That's what I got. Yeah. Yeah. Come on in here because it's too much. It's too much. I couldn't do that.
No,
I could not do that.
No, but what? I just want to know, what did they talk about before they got married? That this never
they didn't
come
talk about
up?
Nothing.
Yeah,
they didn't talk about nothing.
This
nothing.
Is great because you would have talked about this, right? Where we gonna move? Where we gonna live?
Yeah,
name on the deed, the ex. You know, all of this. He still has a key, the ex, to your house.
Yes.
How do you not discuss this?
I know me. I go too far. I'll be the guy that little boy hair red. I know I will. I'll be the one.
Leave the baby out of this, please.
No, he participated too. No, he not. You ain't my daddy. Say it again.
Wait, what, Junior?
Say it again. Okay, all right, I'm gonna prove to you I ain't your daddy because you're homeless. You're not staying.
Get out.
You know, she gonna come home. Why is my son in the driveway? Because his daddy's not here. This is my house.
Right.
I don't even have to like children in here. I don't have to do that. Right. Not here.
You stupid.
Junior, where are you performing?
Cause,
please.
Because every time
daddy.
You say your daddy, you go do whatever your mama say about your daddy, but you don't want to live with him. Now, you're not going to be here. Not going to be here.
Oh, my
crazy.
God.
I can't believe he's putting the baby out, too.
You ever heard a TV hit the floor? Because you finna hear it, little boy. You finna be shocked.
You're not my daddy.
You know, when you come home, ain't no bed in here no more. You just gonna see Indian style on the floor. None of your stuff is here.
Just put all that Carolina blue in the box and burn it.
Yeah.
See, women are different. Women would never have moved in there. We would make him get us a new house. Yeah, we don't do that. Mm-mm.
Well, nope. I mean, what if we're not financially able to do all of that? I mean, you still don't move in?
Then just wait. We're going to wait till we are.
We're able to put a for sale sign in the yard.
Exactly. We're going to get another house. Yeah. We have to make our own mark. You know how you guys like to mark your territory? That's what we do, too, when it comes to houses. Yeah. And we would have discussed this before marriage, for sure.
I can't keep coming in here hearing about what Dwayne said about the house. Dwayne said we could go get a pool.
Hello.
You tell me one more thing, Dwayne.
You didn't get the damn pool.
Right.
You didn't get it.
You're not getting the pool. Forget the azaleas. I'm pulling up trees. That's what I'm thinking. You ain't finna have a tree in this yard. Forget the azaleas. The trees is gone in this yard. I'm not finna do it.
Not my azaleas. All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.